From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush is on the Gulf Coast today, surveying the still struggling recovery efforts a year after Hurricane Katrina. In one of the worst natural disasters ever to hit the U.S., more than 1,700 people died. And according to FEMA, almost 1.2 million housing units were damaged or destroyed. The president stopped in Gulfport and Biloxi, Mississippi today. He'll spend the night in New Orleans before touring there tomorrow, where vast neighborhoods still are nearly uninhabited after levee breaks flooded much of the city. Mr. Bush is stressing his commitment to rebuild while trying to erase widespread criticism of his handling of the disaster last year. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Gulfport.
The president's primary message on this two-day visit to the Gulf Coast is that the region is coming back from Katrina, that progress is being made, but that this was such a monumental event that a full recovery will take time, more than the 365 days that have gone by since the storm roared ashore from the Gulf of Mexico. In Biloxi, he delivered a speech in front of a house that's been rebuilt since the storm. An American flag waved in the background as the president spoke.
We understand people are still anxious to get in their home. We understand people hear about help and wonder where it is. We know that. But the first thing is that this federal government has made a commitment to help. And it starts with a large check.
Overall, the federal government has committed some $110 billion to the hurricane recovery effort. But the president used this stop to stress that the plan for spending and distributing that money has to come from local and state governments, not Washington. And he praised Mississippi for doing just that.
You can't drive through this state without seeing signs of recovery and renewal. It's just impossible to miss the signs of hope. And you've done it the old-fashioned way. With vision and hard work and resolve. Some of the hardest work is still ahead.
The president noted that schools are open and he said businesses are coming back. Then he promised his administration would stand by Gulf residents, quote, as long as it takes to get the job done. Today's Mississippi coastal tour included lunch with community leaders, including the head of the Gulfport chapter of the NAACP. Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour and members of the congressional delegation were also on hand. The president clearly wanted to focus on the future. He did not speak specifically of any failings on the part of his administration, stressing instead the courage of local residents and the compassion of private sector volunteers. Still, polls show that public doubts about the president's response to Katrina continue, extending to the task of recovery. A new Associated Press poll shows that 57% think the nation is not ready should another major disaster strike, and just 31% say they approve of how the president handled Hurricane Katrina. Don Gagne, NPR News, Gulfport, Mississippi.